So we've all had that special moment where your child has been plucked out of obscurity and they're going to be a star and they could have been in a dance concert or whatever. But this is a mother of a seven-year-old girl who got to dance on stage with the one and only Justin Bieber at the Sydney concert. Made the mistake of saying, I've got to get this on camera so she can show it to all her friends and we'll be able to watch it in years to go. And guess what she forgot to do?
Yeah. Don't tell me.
She didn't press record.
Oh, and on the iPhone it can happen, Millsy.
So she had the phone up.
Oh, no.
Looking at, obviously, what was going on the phone and also looking at what was going on stage. Mm. And at the end of it, oh, I'll show you what you look like. Went to show her and nothing there.
Poor old Mika, the seven-year-old. Nothing she won a there. YouTube competition to be up there on stage with Justin Bieber. And in Mum's words, I filmed everything right up until the point when Justin hugged all the kids. So that's great. I thought this is brilliant. Then I looked at my phone and realised I hadn't even pressed record. Fortunately, a bit of a happy ending. There were some other mums who'd won the competition as well. They had filmed a bit of it and so they were able to send her. But I think everybody with the modern technology has had that sinking feeling when you think, oh my goodness, I've just taken a great photo of my dad with the Prime Minister who's walked past. He stopped and had a photo. You look for the photo after the Prime Minister's gone and it's not there.
Not there.
You didn't press.
I mean, in the old days, there might be some stories about people forgot to put the film inside the camera.
Lens cap on, although that could happen because you could see through the viewfinder, couldn't you? But the lens cap would be covering the old lens.
Do you realise you have to actually explain that to the younger generation, that once upon a time there was a device where you had to put film inside the camera in order for the camera to actually remember what the image was?
Oh, that's right. It's hard to believe, isn't it? But that's not that long ago. Remember, we'd go to the pharmacy to collect our photos. You'd wait a couple of days and you'd ask for the 2-for-1 offering and you'd be standing at the chemist's counter
looking at
the photos going, oh, that's a good one. Oh, that's a beauty. 9221882. We reckon everybody has had a camera stuff up at some point. We'd like to hear yours. Let's make Mika's mum feel a little bit better about herself. 9221882. What's your camera stuff up? And the extension, Millsy, of the camera stuff up, which I reckon has also happened to everyone. You've got four kids. I'm sure they performed in a school play or they went up on stage to accept a merit award or a certificate. You probably had it on the old VHS.
Yep.
Or maybe it was one of their sporting highlights when they were younger. Then the Pinjarra races come on and you think, oh, I wouldn't mind just putting the old VHS in here to record those. I might look back at them later, only to find you've taped over little Johnny's famous moment at school when he was up there on stage.
Talkback call of the day, Queen It's a Kind of Magic tribute tour. We've been telling you about it all week. Tickets to the Astor Theatre, Perth.com, if you want to book your own. But it's Freddie Mercury and the iconic band Remembered in Fondness. 9221882. Is it possible that it also counts where, and I'm guilty of this, where you've taken a lot of stuff on the phone and then lost your phone, but you haven't backed it up.
Well, that can happen as
well. All the memories are gone.
Yeah, that can happen. Or now with the modern phones, the other camera stuff up that is eminently possible is you take a photo, you're flipping through your photos, you decide you don't want some of those photos anymore, and you delete that photo, and the magic photo is gone. I met the Pope.
Yeah?
Yeah. Had a photo.
Yeah.
Lost the photo, so I can't prove it to you, unfortunately. I haven't got the photo anymore.
Bull.
No, I didn't make the Pope. But it can happen. That's what can happen, Millsy. You can have that magic moment ripped away from you. So that's what we're talking about this morning. 9221882. What's your great camera stuff up? I reckon everybody's made one.
I think people don't stuff up as much as we think because you tend to check then and there.
Mm.
Like even the professionals, if you watch them take a photo, like even press photographers, they take a shot, then they look down on the image, and then they look up again.
Mm.
So they check always that they've actually got it there.
I think with the iPhones, and you're quite right, because you see straight away if you take a camera photo, you see that the image comes onto your phone. I reckon the big trick with the iPhones, and this is what happened with Mika's mum, the hitting record on a video is trickier. Because you don't have that instant image there, so you're never quite sure, is it rolling? I think the trick, and I'll have a go at it here, the trick I think is when you flick it across to video and you push the red button, you're never quite sure. What you really have to do is look to the top of the screen and make sure that the numbers are ticking over, which indicates that, you know, the footage is rolling.
Yeah.
But I know I've had some moments of our kids when I've thought I've captured a perfect moment where they've sung a song or said something clever, and then you look down and you go, oh, I wasn't recording. I didn't hit the red button.
You reminded me of my mate Gav, and he sat down with his wife to watch his wedding video, mm-hmm. and they got like 5 minutes into it, and the State of Origin game from 1979 came over the top of it. So he obviously at that point in time thought, oh, I want, and they'd been watching it, yeah. and he's obviously taped over.
So what do you do with that? I mean,
well,
that's gone
old
forever.
Days, again, people don't remember this, but on the old VHS cassettes, you could pull the plug out the top,
you could
which
meant
that you couldn't record over the top of it. Mm. But if you hadn't done that, mm. and if you did, you didn't want to keep it anymore, you used to put sticky tape over the top of it to be able to tape over
yeah,
the top.
Yeah.
Remember those days?
I do, and I never actually really learnt how to work that feature. If you took the tab out, it couldn't be recorded over. Is that correct?
That's right.
Tab out, no record over,
yep.
and then you put the sticky tape over and then you could record over, correct?
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Anyone made a blue?
No one. No.
Find that impossible to believe, Millsy. I find it impossible to believe that no one's made a camera blue. Christine.
I lost some films once.
Christine's made a camera blue.
Christine, good morning.
Oh, good morning. My brother-in-law didn't put a film in the camera when we got married.
So we've got no wedding photos at all?
We've got a few that people took from different angles, but we all stood there and posed and did all the bits.
Oh, no.
So at the whole wedding ceremony, he was your photographer, was he, for the day?
Well, it was our second marriage and it was supposed to be a low-key do.
Yeah,
so
very, very low-key. So what did you say to your brother-in-law?
Not a lot.
Not a
lot. I was quite angry.
Yeah, no, that's
understandable. It was better for family harmony.
Sure. Yeah. Did you consider, Christine, recreating the moment just so you could have one good one?
Not really.
No.
Okay.
We've had 35 years of wonderful marriage.
Worked out in the
end. A photograph doesn't matter.
That's quite right, Christine. You've got those etched in your memory. Hello, Aaron.
Morning, boys.
Aaron, what's your story?
Back in the 90s, I'm sure Basil may remember, there was a TV show called Time Masters?
After school time.
I actually got a primary school on the show, and we did all the recording things here in Channel 7 studios in one day. It was great.
Mm.
My parents recorded my TV debut, but then one day there's another TV show coming out called Family Matters.
Yeah.
It had the famous character, what's his name, Steve Urkel.
Steve Urkel, yeah. He used to wear the socks and the pants pulled right up over his waist.
They recorded that over my TV.
No, you haven't got it.
I wonder if anyone's got a copy of that. What year was it again?
I'll look through the archives when I get to work, Aaron, just in case. Good on you, Aaron.
Good on you, Aaron. Robin, good morning to you.
Good morning. What happened to us was we had a lovely wedding in California. It was a military wedding through the Sword Arch. It was beautiful. And our kids taped over Herbie the Love Bug. We lost the video.
Well, there was the Love Bug there, Robin, at least.
Sorry
to hear that, Robin. So you can't get that back, can you? There's no digital sort of main copy anymore in an archive library or something.
And for some that would be sad. Others it might be good. Hello, Steve.
Okay, guys. I was at the Sydney Olympics and had a photo with Laurie Lawrence, Peter Brock and Pat Rafter, three of the greatest legends in sport.
Yeah.
The guy asked to take it got two out of focus and one of the back of his hands.
Oh, you're joking, mate. Oh, Steve, I feel your pain. I mean, Peter Brock's not even with us anymore.
No.
So that's
Natalie, good morning to you.
Good morning. I went to Belvedere Street to the adult shop. My son's asleep. I'm about to wake him up for school.
Yeah.
And I went to go and pick up our adult photos.
Yeah.
And they opened up the brown paper bag and go, oh, these are great. And I went, that's not even me. That's not even, like, you know, they open the bag and they, oh, these are great, 633 photos, and that's not even me and my son's father. And, like, it's not even confidential.
But just back the truck back a fraction, you're saying that you had photos, though, of you and your husband that you took to the adult shop to get developed.
To the adult shop to get developed.
Right.
So they sent
and they were intimate shots, were they, Natalie?
Absolutely.
Right.
Rudy Tooty.
Hang on, I want to keep the truck going back a little bit, Natalie. How, if you're at Rudy Tooty, as you said there, who takes the photo?
Well, me and my son's father. So you take them to the shop.
No, but who's actually taking, like, do you reach one arm out while you're in the middle of the action and just stick it out and press click?
Time
selfie. selfie.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Have you done that often?
Anyways, so...
Well, Natalie, send them in. We'll put them up on Facebook.
No, don't. And they open up the bag and go, oh, you know, da-da-da. And it's meant to be sealed, so the sticker was undone. And it's not even of us, it's another couple.
Right.
So
what do they look like?
Through them all.
Right. Did you get yours eventually?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. I never knew that service existed, Natalie. Thank you for that. Good on you. Right. Then we see what develops, indeed.
Why would you take them there, by the way? Because they offer a service in...
Yeah, a bit of privacy, I would suggest.
Right.
I mean, you don't want that stuff circling around Kmart.
We'd need to take a deep breath, Millsy.
13 to 7.